If you haven't done it already, make sure you turn the page for your calendar. It is August 1st, brand new month. And this month is so busy here on WACC and at Connoisseur Media because, yes, we have the Bluefish Tournament coming up later this month. But before we get there, we're going to talk about pizza. And we're going to talk about all the great brews that are done here in the state of Connecticut. We have our annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest back 1 week from Sunday. And so I thought right at the start of the brand new month, I have to get the brainchild of pizza at Connoisseur Media here. That is Kevin Begley, my wonderful colleague. And you probably hear him on our sister station starting at 9.9 in the afternoons. He is the host, the co-host of Kevin and Jenna in the afternoons. And he joins us in studio. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Melissa. Thanks for having me on again.
Of course. You know, I can't talk about your baby without having
right.
you here. That's terrible.
I know. It's pizza time. It's time to eat pizza.
You're so happy. I just told everybody. I was like, listen, Kevin just celebrated his birthday
it's
at
true.
A pizza joint. Very well known
right.
in New Haven. Go figure. But I mean, first of all, talk to us about the brainchild of this
yeah.
this idea of having a pizza and brew fest. I know it's our second year, but this was
yeah.
something you had really been working on or at least had been thinking about doing for quite some time.
Totally. So I've always been a huge pizza guy, huge pizza fan, and living here in Connecticut for the past 12 years, I realized that New Haven and the whole state, really, we have the best pizza ever.
Yes, we do.
A couple years ago, my wife got me a class at New Haven Pizza School, which is owned by this guy, Frank Zabski. And so when I took that class, I was like, this is fascinating. Like, I love this. And then we became quick friends. And then we said, we should do a festival because there's never been like a large scale, you know, pizza fest to celebrate all the pizza in the state with pizza trucks and
that
know.
Blows my mind. Can we just stop for a hot second and realize that Connecticut has been missing this opportunity for so long? I mean, I have
yeah.
friends who literally come in from California for the pizza and will fly out a couple days later.
Right.
I can't believe we haven't capitalized on this before. So kudos to you for realizing
yeah,
that.
There's been little pop-up ones here and there, but not like on a large scale, like how we do
insane.
At the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. So, so we, with Connoisseur Media and Frank, and we partnered with him because he's got a lot of pizza connections in the state and with the amphitheater, and we made it happen for the first year last year, which happened in a hurricane. It was, the weather was crazy
it was insane.
Bad.
Yeah.
But we still had thousands of people show up.
It was awesome.
So once that happened, we said it was such a success, we should obviously do it again. So yeah, we're running it back this year on August 11th.
And holy moly, it has exponentially grown just in
yeah.
a year. We had a big green truck here yesterday, and Leanne, when we were talking to her, she said, I think I was one of maybe 8 vendors last year.
Yeah.
This year, when I was looking at the list on our website, I think there's 20 pizza vendors.
I think we just got to 21 maybe. Yeah, 20 or 21. And then
unreal.
A lot of the feedback last year was they wanted more breweries because part of this festival is the beer garden and in the beer area. So we added even more of those. I think we doubled it from
last year. I
was going to
say, double. I don't know how many we had last year, but I'm not great at math. That's why I talk for a living. But this list looks just as long, if not longer, than the pizza list.
I mean,
there's a lot of local brewers who are coming this year.
It's unbelievable. You know, we got a lot of the big ones. We even got ones that are newer. And, you know, even like Athletic Brewing as a non-alcoholic beer. We have them for, you know, a little variety. We have some seltzers coming. So, yeah, it's really neat. And that's just a good compliment to the pizza because, you know, we started this as a celebration of pizza in Connecticut. And who doesn't want a couple, you know, cold drinks and also some live music? We have bands. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
And I think it's also really cool that you do highlight the brews because Connecticut, I mean, like Athletic Brewing, let's go to them who you're just talking about.
Yeah.
They're coming on the show tomorrow. I mean, they are nationally ranked
totally.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're expanding now. They're opening another location, I think, in the West Coast. They have literally been highlighted in the last couple of years as being one of the top non-alcoholic brews
yeah.
in the country. And that's here in Connecticut, Little Milford, Connecticut. Who knew? So, I mean, I think that you're capitalizing on two really homegrown things that Connecticut does really well in one festival. It's pretty neat.
Absolutely. And they go hand in hand together, right? So it's, you know, it's pizza and having a beer and things like that and having a cold drink. And it's awesome. It's really fun. And I've always said that pizza brings people together, you know?
Yes.
But anytime you have pizza, it's with family. Family or friends or a birthday party or something like that.
There are no politics in pizza. Everyone
right.
agrees with pizza. It's the best.
And the best part about this is we're putting them all in the same place. So normally
to
go hit all these famous places in Connecticut, you got to take a whole Saturday or a whole weekend and try to go to them all. But we're putting them all in the same spot under one roof. And Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We even made this fun. It looks like a music festival poster.
Oh, I love that.
It's going to be the t-shirts this year that you'll be
cool.
able to buy there. And yeah, so it's got the pizza trucks, the brews and more, the desserts. We have dessert trucks, bands.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
Amazing, amazing. And again, we have Kevin Begley here, who is one of the original creators of the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. Is it the largest in the state?
I believe so.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, there's a couple other pizza festivals that happen, but I think we're the largest.
Okay.
So, and yeah, so Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, you know, with our friends at Brown Roofing this year, which is awesome. And yeah, I think we're the biggest. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. And certainly it has grown, like I said, insanely, more than double in both categories since last year. And I will say, too, Kevin, it is very kid friendly. I mean, I brought Chase last year. He had a blast.
Kids love pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
Well, sometimes when you hear about like that, there's drinking going on.
Yeah.
Some people think, oh, it's only an adult thing. But no, it's not. I mean, I brought Chase. I know you brought your girls to the event.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the staff here brought their kids, and then we had a lot of guests who brought their kids, and it was awesome.
Right. It is, you know, we don't promote it as a kid event, but I mean, it would be fun to have like a kids pizza fest. So that
oh
might
my
be
gosh,
neat.
Can you imagine?
But yeah, kids are, you know, you're right. Kids are welcome. And the way we have it structured this year, so last year we had the weather, so everything was kind of like changed because of the rain. But hopefully it's nice this year. We have the brews on the upper level of the concourse.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's a separate area that you get a 21-plus wristband and all that.
That's great.
So it's not like the kids are running around with all the beers. You
totally,
know?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and that's nice for the people who don't have kids and they're like, hey, I want to be
they
able
just
to go
do
and
the
enjoy.
Pizza,
you can.
Or they just want to do the beer. Like, they can do one or the other. Yeah.
You totally can. Listen, we love doing anything with Chase. It's the best. It truly is the best. However, when it's just a night for me and Derek, it's like the last thing I want to do is be surrounded by a bunch of running kids. So we got you covered, for those of you who understand that. Tell us why people should come and check this out. I know it's only once a year, obviously, that we do this, and hopefully we make this an annual thing every year. But if they missed it this year, you know, what they're missing out on.
Yeah, so it's, like I said, it's a lot of the greatest pizza places. You know, I'm not going to go through every single one of them, but Frank Pepe's, we got Zuparty's, Grand Beats, Big Green Truck Pizza you mentioned, New Haven Pizza Truck, and they're all there. So they're, you know, you're able to go get all this pizza. If you get, we have the tickets, we have a VIP ticket and a GA ticket.
How does that work? Like, what's the difference?
So the VIP ticket gets you in an hour early at noon. So the GA festival starts at 1:00. If you get the VIP, you come in an hour early. You get free cheese slices for that from the trucks for that hour.
Oh, that's so nice.
With your VIP ticket. Now, 1:00, it changes to $3 slices from each truck. And then that sort of switches over. But yeah, if you want that free pizza and get in an hour early to beat the line a little bit, that's the VIP ticket. And then GA gets you $3 slices and then free beer samples in the beer garden where that is. And then there'll be things for sale, beverages for sale too throughout the amp. But yeah, it's those two tickets. And I think it's, you know, so the GA ticket's $30.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, how much the tickets are. Okay.
So the GA ticket, you get in for $30 and you get to try all these places and all these pizza places in one shot. And yeah, the $3 slices each time. Like if you go to a regular food truck, you're paying that too. And they are selling their other food too. So if you wanted to try, you know, there might be a specialty slice that they put out. That's just up to the individual pizza places. And then the VIP ticket is $65. But you get that free pizza, you get in an hour early, there's a bunch of other perks you get, so... Yeah.
I mean, and I will say because we have, I call them pizza snobs in my household, you know, we have some real pizza snobs. Whenever you go to get pizza slices anywhere, I mean, that's pretty comparable in price to what you would do if you were to go to a pizza shop, which
exactly.
I think is really neat. But what I love, and you really highlighted this so nicely, Kevin, is the fact that if you wanted to do like a pizza tour, let's just say, because that is something we like to do, is go to different spots and get like a slice here or there. You're doing it all in one location, so you're saving on that gas money, having to go everywhere, whatever.
Yep.
To me, I think this is like a no-brainer to go to this event, and I really do think it's very cost-effective. So again, for general admission, it's $30, but if you want that VIP, you can get in an hour early, skip a lot of the lines, get those free cheese slices as well, and that is going to be $65. Now, I know you can order those tickets online at ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. Mm-hmm. Can they order at the door?
There will be walk-up.
I
always caution people, like with any event, you know, we don't know if it's a bright, sunny day and everyone's buying tickets the day before and it sells out. You know, you're kind of rolling those dice, you know.
Okay, but it can sell out. So there is a cap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my personal opinion, I think there will be tickets available at the door a day of.
Okay.
But I would get them ahead of time if you want to guarantee that you're going to go,
yeah.
Especially the VIP.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like me. my OCD kicks in, I need to know if I made a plan to do something, there's nothing worse than when I show up and then I'm super disappointed.
Right. And
I
no one wants to say like, oh yes, let's go to this pizza fest. And then, you know, God forbid you show up and there's no more ticket. You
That's
know, you want to have that. Yeah. You want to have that confidence that you have the ticket.
And we have seen that. So, I mean, again, we've only done this 1 year before and it was awful weather, but we have had, you know, other station events at the amphitheater and people think, oh, it's a huge place. But they've sold out, and then we have to turn people away. It does happen, actually more
quick,
frequently than we
think. So last year, the other thing you mentioned with the ticket price, you get the pizza panels as well. And we put that in last minute last year, and it turned out to be the hit of the festival.
Yeah,
we had
really cool.
The icons of New Haven Pizza. They were all in one room, all the guys from those
original local celebrities,
Worcester Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Rising Icons this year, and then Frank's going to teach you how to make New Haven Pizza class.
Who doesn't want to take that?
Right. So that's all included in your ticket. You can go to those panels. So.
That is very cool. Yeah. I love stuff like that. I think this is a no-brainer. Again, it's 1 week from this Sunday. It is on August 11th. If you want to buy your tickets, we highly recommend you do that ahead of time. So go online to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. And we will certainly keep talking about this and highlighting more of the local brew and pizza vendors who will be attending this year's event throughout the next week and a half. I can't believe it's coming up so fast.
I know.
Fast.
I feel like I've been talking about it for a while now.
It's
ever
happening.
Since last year. Yeah.
I know. It's so
exciting.
It's
almost here.
I'm very, very excited. And Kevin, I thank you so much for having an idea in your head saying, let me see if I could do something with this and running with it because it's brilliant. I love this concept. I love that our stations all rallied behind it because it really is such an awesome hyper-local Connecticut event. And I think it's very cool. I'm excited for it.
Thank you. And big thanks to Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater for hosting us and to Connoisseur Media for helping us out, you know, put on this event too. So
totally.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I can't wait to eat some pizza.
Oh my gosh, I know, right? I have to like stop, you know, eating I think like 2 days before just so that I can like make room for everything. I'm not suggesting that, people, but I'm just saying it is so, so good. And also a shout out to our friends at Brown Roofing. I love those guys over there who are sponsoring the event this year. We so, so appreciate you as well. Kevin, thank you, friend.
Thank you, Melissa. It was so fun to be here.
I mean, I'll see you in the hallway in like 20 minutes. But yes, it's always fun to have you on. I always think it's this weird dynamic, but also awesome when one of our sister stations, if somebody comes on here and we start talking on the air. To me, it's like this really
It's like a crossover event.
It's really
like in TV,
neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like back in the day when Disney used to do that, right?
Yeah.
When they do those crossovers on Disney Channel. It always comes back to Disney for me. You know that, though. Kevin, thank you so, so much.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Melissa.
You.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Again, the website is ctpizzaandbrewfest.com.